You are listening to U Talk, part of the Torn by Sports and Blog Radio Networks, providing unbiased opinions on all things Utah football and basketball. Join Andy and Patrick weekly as they bring you up to date on all things Ute.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ute Talk. This is episode one. My name is Andy. I hope you all are doing well. I am joined by Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
How you doing?
Good. Yeah, we're happy to be here. If this is your first time listening, welcome and thank you for the support. Ute Talk podcast is part of the TornbySports.com network and part of the Blog Talk Radio network. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/UteTalkPodcast. We produce this every week for your enjoyment, so please add us, add Ute Talk to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Ute Talk Podcast. So thank you for listening, and let's get started. Take us away, Patrick.
All right. Well, Camp Kyle's coming up on week three here. Just finished up week two with a scrimmage last week. Was able to attend the scrimmage and, you know, didn't see a whole lot in 20 minutes, but saw some good things.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, Troy Williams was one of the standouts. One of the first plays I saw coming in there, Troy Williams, I think it was like 4th and 20, 4th and 18. He hits Tyrone Smith on a deep pass. Almost took it to the house, but just shows kind of what he's capable of in the passing game. And I think this year the Utes are finally going to take that step forward and, you know, establish a passing game to complement the strong run game that they always have.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, that's obviously, as you know, U fans, we all know the passing attack has been rather lacking for years. You know, obviously Travis Wilson, the Bulldog, great guy, awesome player. You know, he really did a lot of good things for the Utes, brought a lot of good wins. You know, but the passing attack was just very limited.
Yep.
You know, and I think, you know, we've definitely made it over that hump in getting a capable quarterback to throw the ball, you know, hashtag throw game, you know, in Troy Williams and, you know, even in, you know, the others fighting for the starter position, Brandon Cox and Tyler Huntley from Florida. I mean, those guys have come in and have really played well, have definitely, you know, lit a fire behind Williams to push more and definitely fight for that starter position. So it'll be interesting to see how camp continues on here the next couple weeks. And you know, my personal feelings is that Troy Williams will be named the starter. He's been getting the first team reps for, you know, pretty much all of fall camp now. I don't see that you know, stopping anytime soon. He's, you know, in my opinion, he's got the total package. You know, he can run the ball. He knows when to run the ball. He can throw the ball deep. He can, you know, he's fairly accurate on his passes. So, you know, I'm very excited for what he can bring, you know, to the table and give us that actual passing game.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, Troy Williams, he's a film rat. He's always in there studying film. Yep. And getting better. And I think he's really kind of distanced himself from the other two. I think definitely Troy Williams is going to be the starter. I think you'll see Brandon Cox be the backup, and, you know, Tyler Huntley is going to be the future of the Utes,
yeah,
the quarterback position. Just watching him at the scrimmage, you know, he's great in the pocket. He has a good pocket presence and definitely wants to make a play every time. He's a bit erratic at times, but that's just because he's young.
Yep.
I think a redshirt year would do him well, you know,
sitting
out, redshirting, learning the system, learning from someone like Troy Williams,
yeah,
or even Brandon Cox, who, yeah, knows the Ute system well. I think that would definitely be good for him, but he is definitely the future at the quarterback position there. But I think Troy Williams is going to be the guy. He's definitely going to give us a lot different type of quarterback than Travis Wilson was. He's going to give us, you know, the throw game. He's also very athletic. He can also run. A lot smaller than Travis Wilson, so definitely the offensive line is going to have to step up and make sure they protect him from getting hits. But
yep,
that's something I think they'll be able to do. The offensive line is shaping up really well.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of big guys up front, a bunch of experience. Bowles is really shaping up to be a great tackle, and I think he's going to surprise a lot of people this season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, down in the trenches, it's a battle. You know, I feel like, you know, like the national pundits have, you know, labeled Utah's defensive line is, I believe, what, second or third in the country?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy. There are a bunch of big guys, both new and old. You know, Lucky Foltu being one of them. And I don't know if, I'm sure everybody saw the King Kong Godzilla matchup of Lucky Foltu and Garrett Bowles on the circle drill, but man, two mammoths going at it, two Goliaths going at it, and it'll be a good thing for both offensive lines to be going against each other in practice in fall camp, because they're both so talented, they're both so big and so quick, and the fundamentals are there. You know, I mean, going against each other in practice, it's only going to make them better.
Yeah.
Specifically that offensive line, you know, going against, you know, such a great interchangeable defensive line and defense for that matter. You know, they're going to really push the limits of the offensive line daily, you know, in practice. So I really, really think that we're going to have a, you know, we're going to be okay in the trenches, everybody. We're going to be okay.
Yeah. I think having Dillman switch to center, I think that's going to be a great move, not only for the Utes, but for Dillman. I think, you know, center or guard is definitely where he'll play in the NFL. So I think this is a great move for him, and that just enables Bowles to step in and, you know, show what he's all about. Of course, you have Isaac Asiata, who's, you know, basically started since he's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best linemen in the country, in my opinion. And then, you know, the other two, you know, you have Sam Tevi, who was good last year, and Uatafe, who, you know, he's been starting as well since he was a youngster. So he's got the experience as well to shore up that offensive line.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it'll be good stuff. You know, back to real quick, I was at fall camp, Camp Kyle, on Friday, and one of the things I noticed, kind of back to Troy Williams, if we backtrack here, Patrick made the note that, you know, he's a film rat, and, you know, he really is. I was there about 40 minutes after practice had ended, still talking to a few of the guys I know, and Troy Williams was still out there practicing.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the drive that he has, you know, to get better, to help his teammates get better, to help them learn the playbook. I mean, it was amazing to see a quarterback to put in that time to just make himself better. And, you know, in the interview with Coach Whittingham, you know, it went back to his community college days. So it's not just something new, like he's trying to prove something here with the Utes. It's something that he did back in community college. So that work ethic is there to get better, to make his team better. And that's just something that I don't think we've seen from that type of position in many years.
Yeah.
You know, probably since, you know, Brian Johnson days.
Yeah.
So.
And that's not, I mean, I'm a Travis Wilson guy. I like Travis Wilson. He played with a lot of heart, but
absolutely.
He was definitely limited in the passing game there. I don't know if it was because of coaching or confidence or whatnot, but Troy Williams is going to come in. He's going to give you the passing game they desperately need, because the Utes know that they have to develop a passing game. They don't have Devontae Booker back there to rely upon. You know, they're specialists. They don't have a Kalen Clay, a Britton Covey, a Reggie Dunn that's going to give them good field position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Joe Williams is a great back, but I don't think he can take on the load that Booker took on.
Yeah.
So they have to develop a passing game this season. They have to show they're a threat. That's definitely, you know, Coach Whittingham said that's what cost them the championship last year. And, you know, I think that's partially true, but I also think losing Booker was another part of that as well.
Yeah.
But they definitely have to make sure they establish the passing game this season, make the teams respect it, and then they can go to work on the ground like they usually do.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, let's move into kind of the running backs here. You know, you mentioned Joe Williams not being able to take on the load, and that's not a knock against him, but I mean, handing your running back the ball 30 plus times a game is it wears and tears, you know.
Exactly.
You know, it's not easy. You know, getting hit by, you know, the big guys of today's football game, and it just seems like every year, you know, players are getting bigger and bigger. You know, so limiting kind of the touches a little bit more, giving your guys some rest to make those big plays more often than not. Joe Williams, man, he's a player. He's been around, you know, for a couple of years now, and he really stepped up nicely when Booker went down last year.
Yep.
You know, those three games that he played when Booker was out, you know, he had, I believe, over 115 yards average out of those three games. You know, he played really well. You know, he does need to work on a few things, but, you know, I definitely think he's going to be, you know, a really good back for us. And then you mix in Troy McCormick, kind of the lightning. I guess there's two lightnings there, Joe Williams being lightning and McCormick being lightning. They're both speedy, speedy players, very shifty. They can definitely, you know, get out and around in between the tackles as well, and use their agility, you know, to make some big plays.
Yeah. And what I, you know, and then you can bring in the Thunder. I think the freshman, Zach Moss, I think he's going to come in and definitely take some carries away from both of them. He's been battling Troy McCormick for the, you know, second team reps, and he's someone who could definitely step in and be the short yardage guy, or someone who could go in and pound it in the inside.
Absolutely.
But Joe, I mean, Joe Williams, he's a capable back. He's a great back. I think he'll be another 1,000-yard rusher for the Utes. But he's not someone I think you're going to want to give it 30, 40 times.
Yeah.
I think they should keep him at, you know, 20, 25 carries, and then get McCormick in there, get Zach Moss in there. Maybe Armand Shine steps up. But I think running back's deep. You also have, you know, Marcel Manalo. Mm-hmm. You haven't really heard much about him during fall camp, but you know, DeMonte Henry Cole, they have some depth at running back where I think they could, you know, spell Joe Williams a little bit and give him a breather.
Absolutely. And that's kind of something we kind of missed last year. I mean, you know, we had Booker and then Williams, and then after that, it just kind of tapered off. You know, this year we've really got that depth at running back that we can, you know, limit the carries a little bit more, so we're not wearing guys down.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a good luxury to have. You know, Zach Moss, like you mentioned, the Thunder, he is a big boy. Yeah. You know, he came into fall camp ready to go.
Yep.
I mean, shape of his life for sure. It seems like, you know, he had a picture on Twitter going around, and the guy just looks like a monster. I mean, he's just big. He's very, very strong. He doesn't go down at first hit or first contact. You know, I really think he's going to be kind of the in-between tackles, short yardage, kind of just bulldoze his way through some people. Kind of like Kelvin York.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Just maybe a little bit quicker. So, yeah.
Well, Dennis Erickson definitely did a great job. The Florida guys that he brought in, they came to play. They didn't come to sit the bench. They came to play.
Yeah.
And they are making a name for themselves right now. And the running backs, going back to the offensive line, they should have a great season with the offensive line that they have to run behind. Those guys are going to be opening up holes like crazy for them. But one of the sad notes coming out of fall camp is obviously the loss of Siale Fakalia Tonga. Probably butchered that, but tearing his ACL again. He was
so unfortunate.
He was a bright spot last year. He was having a great season, and then, you know, tore his ACL, and, you know, he was coming back strong this year and tore his ACL again. So definitely one of the sad spots coming out of fall camp. But, you know, Harrison Hanley, Evan Moyahi, when he gets 100% healthy. Those are definitely two capable guys that can step in and fill that role. You could also move Caleb Rep back there.
Yep.
They have Kent Hample, who just earned a scholarship.
Yeah.
Wallace Gonzalez. So they do have some depth there. Harrison Handley and Evan Moyahi, obviously being the veterans of and with the most experience, I think the Utes will be fine there at tight end.
Yeah. And that would be something I'd personally like to see is get our tight ends a little more involved. Siale, probably our best blocking tight end. True. For sure. Yep. So that's going to hurt a lot, but it definitely, you know, just pushes these other guys, Handley and Moyai, to, you know, really better themselves, you know, to take advantage of the opportunity that's been given to them and really act on it, really kind of put their name on that position. So I'm excited. I hope we use them a little bit more, kind of a down the seam, kind of a play. We'll see what we do there, but we've got some very big, capable guys. Handley being 6'5", 250. I mean, that's a good size for a tight end. He can definitely go up and get the ball. You mentioned Caleb Rep. Obviously, that was the position he played last year, and he's 6'5", 210.
Yep.
And he's definitely got the body for a tight end. To get that ball. So. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I think we're going to be okay. And we'll see what happens.
Yep. And then just going to the wide receivers. Obviously, kind of the standouts for me right now are, you have Tyrone Smith, Kyle Foulkes, and Tim Patrick. Aaron Roderick talks a lot about Kyle Foulkes. Mm-hmm. I know he's been big on him. Just watching Tim Patrick at the scrimmage, that guy's fired up to come back and play.
Yeah,
he wants the ball. He's hungry for the ball. He reminds me of Kenneth Scott last year, who he just wants the ball thrown to him, and he's a hungry guy. I think Kyle Foulkes is gonna have a breakout season. Obviously, if Corey Butler Bird ever comes back this season. He's definitely someone who could step in as well. Tyrone Smith, I think he'll have a good season. Big body wide receiver out on the edge. And then someone who Aaron Roderick speaks highly of, Damari Simpkins, another one of those Florida guys.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to Aaron Roderick's interview after the scrimmage, he just said, Damari Simpkins, he came to work, comes to work every day, he came to play, and he Damari Simpkins is also getting opportunities at punt return. So another freshman that could step up and see some playing time. And then someone else who I think will quietly have a good year, Tyler Cooperwood. I think they'll get him involved finally, and he's someone who could definitely be kind of like a Jeremy Brooks, just kind of have a quiet season there,
definitely
with some good production.
Yeah, when I was up there on Friday, Kenrick Young, he's definitely got some shiftiness to him.
Yeah.
He made a few plays on the outside, the bubble screen, and he faked out our DBs multiple times and would go for an extra 15, 20 yards down the field. So
that's a guy I've been waiting to break out, but just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what, how he handles or how he gets himself involved and breaks into that too deep. I think he will come the end of the season, and he'll definitely make an impact for the offense for sure. I mean, we've got the talent there. We've got a new coach at the position in Guy Holliday.
Yeah.
And that guy, man, he
he's
intense. He gets his players to play, no doubt about it. He just wants them to compete 100% all the time. And, he doesn't want his guys to take a playoff. He wants them to always be competing, always giving 100% effort, and, just never backing down from an opponent, never backing down from the opposing DBs. And, I really think the receivers this year have a lot of confidence, in their coach, that they're being taught the right things. And, now they have confidence in their QBs, to get them the ball the right places at the right time. And, you know, I think we're going to see some production out of these guys this year. I think we're going to see a lot of them get involved, lots of different pass catchers this year. You know, like you mentioned, hopefully Butler Bird does, you know, come back and, you know, gets back involved with the team. And, you know, it'll be great to have that depth and that senior leadership back on board. So,
and I think one name who will come around once he gets acclimated, I think Alec Dana will have a good impact.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player. He missed, you know, obviously he missed last year playing, and this is really, he's making a comeback with the Utes this year. Mm-hmm. And, I know he didn't play at the U last year. He played at junior college, but he actually missed the year for injury, I believe.
Yeah.
But he's someone, I think, who once he comes around and gets acclimated, I think he's someone who could definitely break that two deep. And then also, you know, Raylon Singleton, you know, health has been an issue for him since he's been at the U, but that guy has a lot of talent. I think he could really make an impact if he can stay healthy as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so, I mean, we've got the talent there. You know, it's just being consistent.
And it hurts. I mean, it hurts to lose Butler Bird.
Yeah.
Because he was going to be a big contributor, not only on offense, but special teams as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what's going on with that situation, but I wish him the best. The limited contact that I've had with him, he seems like, you know, a good young man. And, you know, maybe he's just having a bad day or whatnot that day. But I hope the best for him, and hope he can get everything squared away and come back, you know, join the Utes and get everything back on track, especially outside of football as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, he's a young man that, you know, just needs some support around him. You know, we don't need to tear him down. We need to build him up and, you know, get him back on the team. Yeah. So, you know, send support his way. So, yeah, I mean, anything with the offense that kind of stood out to you when you were there at camp, Kyle, Patrick?
Just
anything specific, I mean, I guess?
I mean, a lot of it. Troy Williams stood out for me. He was probably the standout there for me. I just think he did a great job in the limited action that I did see him in. One of the main things that stood out for me, I know, you know, Mitch Wisnowski, that guy has a cannon for a foot. I mean, they showed him punting. He's out there punting, doing, you know, special teams work, and, man, he can kick the ball. So I think you fans, I know you don't want to see the punter out there a lot as much as we saw Tom Hackett, but at least we know we have someone who can give us some good field position again for the defense.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see him, so I can't comment, but all videos I've seen, it looks like he does have quite the legs. So
yeah,
hopefully, you know, if he does come out there onto the field, that he can definitely flip some field position for us.
Yeah,
exactly. So yeah, standout for me when I was there was definitely Troy Williams. The consistency that he brings every single practice. The interview with Coach Witt. Question was asked, what more do you want to see out of Troy Williams? And Coach Witt's response was, it's not so much that we want to see more, it's that we just want to see consistency.
Yeah.
And Troy Williams has definitely brought that, you know, and so all indications point that he's going to be named the starter. You know, the first reps will continue to go his way until, you know, the need to change comes about, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think Troy's going to be our guy, definitely for this year. My hope, you know, like you mentioned earlier, is that Tyler Huntley does get the redshirt year. I really think it's going to do him a world of good to really acclimate himself to the program, to, you know, learn the playbook. And, you know, he's a very, very talented individual. You mentioned that, you know, he is a little erratic at times, and, you know, that is kind of the young, you know, player that he is, coming in straight from high school early. You know, I mean, he's got the talent. He's got every intangible to be that great future quarterback that the Utes need. But I think it's going to be a year or two away before that actually comes to fruition.
And you know, experience will correct that.
Yeah.
experience will correct that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, as they practice more and more, as he gets, you know, a hand of the playbook, you know, takes knowledge from Troy Williams, see what Troy does in being out there, the first man out there, the last one to leave. You know, when Tyler Huntley starts to adapt that and is in the film room, and, you know, you'll really see his progression, you know, grow. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's a very exciting time, Ute fans. You know, we've got season opener. Season opener is coming up just a couple weeks away. I believe it's 19 days away, something like that. So it's Thursday, September 1st. We play Southern Utah, the Thunderbirds. So up here at Rice Uncles, 6 p.m. So it's a Thursday night. Get up there early. you don't get stuck in traffic. But come there, be loud. They're going to checker the Eccles on that day. Yeah. Don't forget that. you know, look on the website to see whether you're a red or a white section. I believe it's rows 30 and above and 30 or below, or depending on where you sit. So definitely check out the website for that. So,
yeah, and I mean, that obviously the Utes are going to should blow them away, but I think you'll see a lot of, I don't think you'll see what the Utes are capable of that game.
Yeah.
They'll definitely won't roll out the total package. You'll see a lot of guys get playing time who probably wouldn't.
Vanilla. Yeah. A little vanilla.
But that's fine. I mean, you definitely don't want to risk any injuries or anything like that in that type of game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just need to come out, play some, you know, kind of basic stuff, and just get the ball moving, get everybody's feet wet, and not look ahead to the next game. Yeah. So,
and then moving on, I mean, defensively, I mean, the defensive line is set. I mean, that rotation is,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what more to say about it. You got four great guys, and then you bring in Pita T.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a rotation that would be great at any school.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we're about three deep on the defensive line. Yeah. And any of those guys could go and start somewhere else.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, I mean, one person that really stood out to me was Lucky Fotu, and I talked about him going up against Garrett Bowles. Yeah. Two Goliaths going at it. Yeah. And, I mean, Lucky is...
He's huge.
He is a big guy. Scary guy. But I mean, we've got talent and speed and great fundamentals along that defensive line. And it just, without every year, you know, we lose a couple people, and the freshmen coming in or the transfers coming in are just as good as the people that just left. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just crazy how we're able to reload at the defensive line. Yeah. So I don't think we should see any problems there. Obviously, you got Lowell, Lotulele, Star's younger brother, who is even better than Star. Yeah. And we all know how good Star is.
Yep.
You know, and then you've got Hunter Dimmick, you know, coming back from injury. He's a senior this year, so very excited to have him back and fully healthy. Kylie Fitz, another one. He had a really good year last year to end the year. I mean, he was just disrupting quarterbacks left and right and just causing havoc for the offensive line. So very excited for him. And, you know, then their backups, you know, freshman Max Tupai and, you know, Pita T and Lucky. And, I mean, we're just stacked. So I don't think we're going to have problems on that defensive line.
Yeah. The only thing I want to see different from the defensive line this seasons, I want to see Pita T get in there a lot more than he did last season. He was just a menace off the edge last season for opposing quarterbacks, and I think they need to utilize him a lot more than they did last season, because he constantly, when he was in there, he was making plays, and they definitely got to find a way to utilize him a lot more this season.
Definitely. You know, moving on to the linebackers, you know, seems like everything is kind of working itself out there. You know, the transfer from Utah State, I believe, right? Sunai,
I think he Snow College, maybe?
Snow College, I believe so. I can't remember on my notes, but anyways, he's definitely has made his name here, and he's definitely got that one of the linebacker positions nailed down. Next two that are kind of battling it out are Cody Barton and then Lua Fatsasanga, the transfer from Arizona Western. You know, he's got the talent. It's just he's kind of hit that wall with the playbook. And I think once he puts that together, he's going to we'll see that jump. But, I mean, we've got Cody Barton currently taking over as that second linebacker. You know, and we'll see kind of what happens. But, you know, I definitely think we're seeing the linebacking core kind of coming to its own. It'll be nice to see.
They're definitely taking shape. I think Cody Barton, I think he has the edge right now. He's just one of those guys. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. I think he can be one of those, you know, kind of steady, consistent linebackers who's just always in the right spot to make those plays. Sunia is someone, he reminds me a little bit of Johnny Paul. You know, he's good in the run game. He does show pretty well in the pass game as well. Yet to see his instincts, though. Definitely want to see him in a live game and see what kind of instincts he has. But he's someone who's improved a lot from last season. And then, like you said, Lua Fatasaga is someone, he'll come around. He'll come around. You know, with coaching and with experience. He's definitely someone who's going to see a lot of playing time as well.
It'll be good to have, you know, a couple, 3-4 deep, at linebacker. So,
And Marcus Sanders Williams, is someone I think he'll see some playing time as well. That guy's just too good of an athlete to keep on the bench.
Yeah. I mean,
when they had him at running back a few years ago in like the spring game or fall camp or whatever, he was amazing. I thought he would, you know, definitely get some playing time at running back, but he's that linebacker now. He's a great athlete. I think he'll see a lot of playing time as well at that linebacking spot.
So as we move on to the secondary, cornerbacks, I mean, just our whole secondary in general. I mean, another stacked position group, you know.
The secondary is kind of like the D-line. I don't think you'll see a lot of changes.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys that are listed as starters are proven guys who, you know, I don't think anyone's going to overtake them.
I mean, you've got Dominique Hatfield, Reginald Porter, Justin Thomas, Marcus Williams, and Chase Hansen. I mean, that's very talented, very established group, you know. I'm very excited to see what Chase can do. I mean, last year, you know, he made a great impact before his unfortunate injury. You know, he really did well. And once he fully acclimates himself to that safety position, I really think we're going to see a great secondary. I mean,
and for a safety, he's a big guy for a safety.
Yeah, he is.
When you see him out there on the field, he is a big safety. He looks like a linebacker out there. But that defensive backfield's going to be great. I mean, Brian Allen, you'll see him play a lot as well at the corner spot. And that will free up, you know, if they want to have Hatfield was returning punts there at the scrimmage. He's someone who could make some plays back there for special teams and, you know, maybe having Brian Allen move in, you know, and kind of take over for him, and he could go back and return punts.
Definitely.
That's definitely an option there as well.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, special teams is basically set. I mean, you don't have your returners yet.
Yep.
I saw returning punts, I saw Simpkins, I saw Cooperwood, Hatfield, and then Dimitri Salich. I'm not sure. I don't know a lot about him, but he was back there as well.
Okay.
I think he's a JC guy. That transferred over. But out of all of them, I mean, I think you might see Simpkins back there, mm-hmm. kind of like a freshman, like Covey was back there. Simpkins is someone who could step in and fill that role. And then kick returners, I mean, they have Troy McCormick listed, who would be a great kick returner. I don't think you want Joe Williams back there returning kicks, so I think they need to find someone else for that.
Yeah. Special teams, I don't think there should be anything to worry about. You know, you've got Andy Phillips. You know, he's been a great place kicker, for the last couple of years. You've got, Mitch Wisnowski from Australia, same school that Hackett came from. I don't think we'll see much drop off there. Punt returners, those are kind of nailed down as same as last year. Booby Hobbs and Justin Thomas. So really there shouldn't be a whole lot of changes on the special team side of things. I think everything should go kind of as normal there. So real quick, one segment that we didn't get a chance to get into that we want to, but we need your guys' help, the fans. We're calling it Ute Qs, Ute Questions. So this is where we take your questions from either Twitter or email, and we'll try and answer as many as we can throughout the show. So you can tweet us at Ute Talk Podcast or email us utetalk@gmail.com. So send us your questions, tweet at us, and throughout the week we'll try and get those answers for you and then answer them on the following podcast. So definitely we want your involvement, we want your interaction with us. This is, you know, we're all Ute fans here, we're all trying to find the answers. We want to help you provide those answers for you,
for sure.
So definitely be involved as much as you possibly can and help us out.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I mean obviously we're not experts, but it's just fun to get to talk about Utah football. And if people have questions, we can, you know, head up to practice or whatnot and see if we can get answers for them and then talk about it that way.
Yeah,
as well, because we can get answers from the experts who are the coaches and players and whatnot. So
exactly.
We do have access to that. So, yeah, we definitely would love your questions and support, and we'll do our best to get the answers for you.
Yes, definitely. So just real quick, kind of a recap here. Offense looked really good. They're coming along nicely. Troy Williams, we believe, Patrick and I believe that he is going to be the starter day one. We've got talent all around. We really think that we're going to have a good year. We'll go into season predictions at a later episode, but we're very excited. Not to pull the hype train out, but or drink the Kool-Aid, but I really, I'm very excited for this season. I think we've got a lot of talent, experience coming back, experienced leaders, and so I'm very excited to see, this year. Defensively, everything should be going on like a well-oiled machine.
Yep.
Morgan Scally taking over. He's a player. He's a player coach. He is setting his defense up to make plays and be in the right position to make those plays. I mean, the guy is just amazing. He's got so much energy and so much passion for the game and for his players that, you just can't help but want to go play for a guy like that.
Yeah, that whole defensive coaching staff is a lot of fun to watch. They all have a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I loved watching Scally and Shaw.
Yep.
They're constantly in guys' ears.
Yep.
Getting them excited, getting them energetic. The defense is taking on that persona as well. I think you're going to see a high flying, aggressive defense that's just going to, it's exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch the defense play.
Yeah. The defense is going to be very exciting. Just reminder, Thursday, September 1st, Southern Utah, up at Rice Eccles at 6 p.m. So get there early, get there loud and proud, and it is a Checker the Eccles night. So check on Utah football, Twitter, and We have it on our Twitter as well, at Ute Talk Podcast. You know, the information for that as well. So definitely follow us, give us a follow.
But I think the fan fest is, I think it's the 20th from like 6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Rice-Eccles, I think so.
Yep. And we'll post that, on our Twitter as well. So give us a follow, be nice to us. This is our first episode, our first time doing something like this. But give us the feedback. We want to make this show, as great as it possibly can. We're very excited to be here to be talking about, you know, the sports that we love and the teams that we love. So anything else from you, Patrick?
No, I think, I mean, this is week three starting Camp Kyle. I think this is the week you'll start seeing a lot of separation between, you know, starters and backups. And then obviously, you know, week four, you're going to see even more. But this is an exciting team, and I'm excited to see a new quarterback. I mean, I love Travis Wilson in his heart, and he did a lot for the U. But, you know, I'm excited to see a change and see kind of what that brings with it. But I'm excited about this team. I think it has a lot of potential. I'm just excited to see if they can put it all together and really make a run this season.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to Ute Talk. Again, at Ute Talk Podcast on Twitter. From our audio engineer, Marty, co-host Patrick, and myself, we will see you next time. And as always, go Utes!
Go Utes!
Thanks for listening to Ute Talk, brought to you by the Torn by Sports and Blog Talk Radio Networks. Find us on Twitter at Ute Talk Podcast or email at utetalk@gmail.com.